You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the hometown take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Monday morning to you. It's a Falcons Monday. More importantly, a Falcons victory Monday. And we are feeling good and getting the week started off right. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night funeral home workers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, if I can say it right. All my local 613 drivers out there. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. I hope you all had a great weekend. And, look, if you're a Falcons fan, you at least had a pretty good Sunday. Am I right? Am I right? Falcons, 38-20 winners over the Carolina Panthers. And I'm going to let you give your thoughts here in about, 17 minutes from now, just about, and give your take on the game. But first and foremost, I think the Falcons did exactly what the Falcons were supposed to do yesterday against a team that was banged up. They were missing Shaq Thompson, missing Derrick Brown, and missing Adam Thielen on the offensive side of the ball. I think they were missing their starting center. They were missing a bunch of guys on the offensive side and defensive side of the football. So going up against a banged-up team that you are clearly better than, you did what you're supposed to do, and you beat them by 18 points. You beat them by double digits. You beat them by two scores. That is what you're supposed to do to a team that you're better than. So that is first and foremost. I am proud of the Atlanta Falcons for showing that they are a good team, because good teams beat teams they're supposed to beat, and they beat teams they're supposed to beat pretty handily. And that's what the Falcons did yesterday against the Carolina Panthers. Now, it wasn't perfect. No win is. There are things that I did want to see and do want to see moving forward be better for the Atlanta Falcons. First and foremost, they did get off to a slow start on offense, but they turned that around. It seemed like they were testing out the passing game, and they were a little bit aggressive in the opening drive and kind of the first part of the game. They were pretty aggressive in the passing game, and then they started running the ball and figured out, oh, hey, these guys can't stop us running the ball. We're just going to run the ball some more, and we're going to run the ball all day long. And I'm glad Zach Robinson and the Falcons made that adjustment. And I believe it was, I think it was Wes and Dave, I'm 99.9% sure. Might have been somebody else, but I heard, like I said, I'm pretty sure it was on the Radio Network broadcast, which you should always be listening to, by the way. Wes and Dave do an amazing job, per usual. But basically, it was Kirk Cousins and Zach Robinson talking at halftime, and Zach Robinson was talking to Kirk Cousins, like, hey, what do you like about the first half? You know, what maybe can we change? What can we adjust? And Kirk Cousins was like, I like us running the ball. I like us handing it off to Tyler Allgeier and Bijan Robinson, because that's what's been working. And kudos to Kirk Cousins for seeing that. And look, Kirk Cousins is like, I had my big game last week. I threw for over 500 yards last week. I don't need to do it every week. If the running game's working, let's just go whatever's working. We'll do what we need to do. And however we need to win, we'll do that. Whether that's running the ball, passing the ball, doesn't matter. Big Kirko just wants to win. Perk Thuggins just wants to win. And he told Zach Robinson, like I said, running the ball is good with me. That's what's working. That's what we need to do. And then you saw the Falcons come out and run the ball heavy, run the ball down their throats, really, in the second half, thanks to Tyler Allgeier, who had an amazing game. And, man, Day-Day's fist bump. Was Tyler Allgeier on your fantasy team yesterday? Ah, he was in the lineup. Gave that man some good points.
Yes, he did. Came through in the clutch.
You love to see it. You love to see it. But Tyler Allgeier finished the game, I believe it was 105 yards, I believe it was, with a touchdown. Bijan Robinson had 95 yards with two touchdowns, three rushing touchdowns. You got to love that for the Falcons yesterday. But, I mean, the Falcons are absolutely blessed, with a capital B, to have two running back ones. Yeah, I said it. They got two running back ones. I don't think you can argue at this point that Tyler Allgeier is a running back one. Would he be starting on every single team in the NFL besides the Atlanta Falcons? No. But he will be starting on a lot of other teams in the NFL. A lot of teams will love to have – every team will love to have Tyler Allgeier, and a lot of teams will have Tyler Allgeier as their running back one, as their true workhorse, period. And the fact that the Falcons have both Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier, there is absolutely no drop-off when Bijan Robinson comes out of the game. Now, are the two backs different? Yes. Do they do different things? Do they excel at kind of two different things? Are their running styles the same? No. But they are both two very good running backs, and two, again, both RB1 caliber running backs. So in that way, you're not getting any drop-off. The way you're going to use them is going to be different, but there's no drop-off. You can run the ball just as effectively with Tyler Allgeier as you can Bijan Robinson. Point blank, period. There's no two ways around it. There's no debating about that in my eyes. So the fact that the Falcons have those two guys in their backfield is just, again, they're blessed with a capital B to have those two guys in the backfield. So I absolutely love the fact that they made that adjustment on offense to be like, hey, they can't stop the run game. And until they proved us they can stop it, we're going to keep running the ball. And that's exactly what they did. And the Panthers never stopped it. Falcons run for 198 yards yesterday. And it was definitely a good sight. And the Falcons overall pretty balanced. I think Kirk Cousins threw for, what, 225 yards? And like I just told you, the Falcons ran for 198 yards. So that's pretty dang balanced. And I know a lot of us wanted to see the Falcons have more of a balanced attack. And that's exactly what they gave us. So happy to see that. But again, you get up to a little bit of a slow start. You would like a little bit of a faster start against the Panthers. But again, you got to figure out how a team is going to attack you, what a team is trying to take away, what a team is going to give you as far as defensively, how they're attacking you defensively. And so the Falcons took a little time to figure that out. But once they figured it out, it was all gas, no brakes for that Falcons offense as they put up 38 points, almost put up a 40 burger on their head top. And as far as the passing game goes, I did like what I saw in the passing game, too. You converted big third downs. Raven McLeod had a big third down catch. And you still spread the ball around pretty well with those 225 yards. Drake London, the bona fide wide receiver, 1-6 receptions, 74 yards, and a tutty. Kyle Pitts, 3 receptions, 70 yards. How about Kyle Pitts? A big 52-yard reception and a couple other nice catches as well. And he has back-to-back nice performances. And Day-Day's pumping his fist again because he had another Falcon in his lineup.
Well, no, that one was more of a prize pick decision.
Okay. Okay, I see you. We like prize picks around here. Shout out Andy Bunker. I'm guessing Day-Day took the more than. You know, there you go. So Kyle Pitts, 3 receptions, 70 yards. Darnell Mooney coming off a big game. Again, not everybody in this offense is going to have a big game every single game. The wealth is going to be spread around from game to game, again, depending on how the defense, that respective defense that week is going to attack. And again, this defense was, I guess, determined to not get beat by Kirk Cousins this week after what he did last week. So they allowed a little bit more in the running game. So it was a bigger day for, again, Bijan Robinson and Tyler Algier. So Darnell Mooney, 3 receptions, 38 yards. River McLeod, 3 receptions, 30 yards. But again, Ray had some big catches, including one big third down. Kyle Pitts, again, had another nice game. Drake London, again, another good performance from him. 6 receptions, 74 yards, and the touchdown, like I told you. Had a block punt on special teams. Shout out Zach Harrison. That was nice to see. So, overall, offensively, after a little bit of a slow start, after a little bit of a stumble out the gates, Falcons did what they had to do on offense. They gave the defense a lead, so that the defense towards the end of the game could pin their ears back, pressure Andy Dalton, and guess what? Because they were able to do that, because the defense had a lead they could work with, and because they were able to pin their ears back, because the Panthers had to throw the ball a lot towards the end of the game because they were down, you get 2 interceptions. A.J. Terrell breaks his 37-game interception drought. Last time he had an interception, I think it was 2020 in Buffalo? Is it 2021 or 2020 in Buffalo? But 37 games without an interception for A.J. Terrell. That ended yesterday. He gets an interception. And then Clark Phillips. How about Clark Phillips getting himself an interception? It could have been a pick six, but Clark Phillips made a very selfless play. He slides down at like the 4-yard line to not allow, so the defense didn't have to come back out in the game and play defense. Rather, he slides down, and the Falcons offense, with the Panthers not having any timeouts, they just take 3 kneel downs, and that was the game. So, man, Clark Phillips better than me. If I had a chance to get a pick six, I'm taking that pick six. I don't care. Hey, we'll go back out there one more time. It's all good. The game's at hand. I just gave us 6 more points. But no, Clark Phillips, very selfless, says, you know what, defense, we did our job. This is going to be the last defensive play here. We'll let the offense kneel it down and call it a game. So very selfless play for Clark Phillips. But I highly believe that he will have another chance at a pick six, and he'll get one at some point. So very selfless play by Clark Phillips. So with that being said, let's move over to the defense after talking about the offense. The defense, again, got off to a little bit of a slow start, and they allowed Carolina to stay in the game for the first half, but they locked in. They really locked in the second half. And again, you do have to credit the offense a little bit too for scoring a lot of points and giving the defense a little bit of a lead so they could really send more pressure and change how they played a little bit, just a little bit, schematically in the second half because they were playing with a lead. But, again, only allowing 20 points, that is good. That's something you definitely want to see. And getting those two interceptions, and the first time in a little over a season that we've had interceptions from cornerbacks. Remember last year, no interceptions from cornerbacks last season. You get two yesterday, again, from A.J. Terrell and Clark Phillips. So that was good to see as well. The Falcons did not sack Andy Dalton, I believe. Maybe they got one. No, they didn't get any sacks. So, but they provided pressure that, again, led to those interceptions. And, again, really locked in the second half. The run defense, still want to see improvement there. Now, they didn't allow, you know, the 148 that they were giving up on average coming into the game, but they still gave up 114. Chuba Hubbard, 18 carries, 92 yards. We figured that he was going to be the workhorse and he was going to be the guy that gave the Falcons some problems, and he gave the Falcons definitely some fits. But the run defense, better, but still you want to see if you can, if the Falcons can get the could get to where they're averaging less than 100 yards on the ground given up. If they can give up less than 100 yards per game on the ground, that'd be good. Or maybe like right at 100, but would really like to see that number be under 100. If you can get to there, then you feel good about that. But definitely don't want it to stay around the 148 number. Again, that's how much they were giving up on average coming into this game. So only giving up 114 is better. It's improvement, but still want to see that number get better as well. But overall, again, you did what you had to do. You beat a team that is not as good as you, not as talented as you, doesn't have as much talent as you, and you took care of business. So guess what? Now the Falcons on a 3-game win streak, 3-0 in the NFC South, 4-0 in the NFC, 4-2 overall, and you're feeling good about where the Falcons are at headed toward the rest of this season. So guess what? Through that 6-game stretch, that tough 6-game stretch that we talked about, 3 tough games to start off against the Steelers, Eagles, Chiefs, and then 3 straight division games. In those 6 games, you go 4-2. And the only 2 games you lost were against AFC opponents. And at the end of the day, if those are going to be your 2 losses, I'll take it. Those NFC games are what matters the most. The division games are what matters the most, and you took care of business in those games, and you won those games. So the tough 6-game stretch for the Falcons, I got to say, it was a success, period. All right, when we come back, I want to hear from you. How are you feeling about the Falcons' 38-20 victory? I'm sure everybody's feeling pretty good, right? Let me know how you're feeling, 404-726-0929. Again, the number is 404-726-0929. We'll take in your Falcons calls here on a Falcons Monday. On the other side, here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Falcons Monday on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning. It's a Falcons winning Monday, Falcons victory Monday, and we are feeling good here in the ATL party. People, hope you all are doing well. Hope you all had a great weekend. I'm sure the Falcons winning helped that as well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure the people can keep getting their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front rear load truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night funeral workers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 drivers, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right, it's your time, 404-726-0929. That is 404-726-0929. That is the number to call in and give your thoughts on the Falcons' 38-20 victory over the Carolina Panthers yesterday. Falcons moved to 4-2 on the season overall, 3-0 in the NFC South, 4-0 in the NFC Conference. We love to say that. I mean, that just sounds so good rolling off the tongue. I can't say it enough. But want to know your thoughts and how you're feeling about the Falcons this morning. So let's go ahead and head out to the phone lines. Let's start off with my guy, Smitty. He's in the truck feeling good about the Falcons this morning. Smitty, what's going on, man? How you feeling this morning?
My brother. I'm doing great, man. I'm feeling real good about the 4-2. It's 4-2, baby, and we're in first place. But I do have two things that bother me.
Yes.
Against that offensive line, brother, we don't get not one sack. I was watching the ends, yeah. Man. We have no technique. Judon, he may be past his prime. You know what I'm saying? Lorenzo Carter has no technique. We got to get some pass rush, man, or we going to get shredded. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you play basketball.
With yes.
Now, with Kyle Pitts, I don't want to see no fades. He's going to be taller than every cornerback, every safety that's out there. And on that pass to the end zone, I need for you to body that guy out. Stop. Put your butt out. Don't let him get past you. Box him out. Extend your arm and catch that ball.
It's kind of like what Drake, to your point, Smitty, before you finish, it was like what Drake London did on that 3-yard touchdown pass he caught from Kirk. That's exactly what he did. He boxed that dude out.
Exactly. I'm like, man, you too tall. Don't let no little guy check you. You right. box him out, stick your butt out, and you put your arms in front of you, and you catch that ball. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see no face to Kyle Pitts. But other than that, man, I love the victory. I love being in first place. It was a tough 6-game stretch. I'm proud of my team. But we got to get some pressure, and Kyle Pitts, box the guy out, man, and let's go.
There you go. There it is. Smitty, great phone call, man. Appreciate that, my good sir. Smitty is absolutely right. I think about the two things that you're concerned about still when it comes to this team and the two things coming out of this Carolina Panthers game that you would like to see more of. Definitely more pass rush. Now, again, I gave credit in the first segment. I'll give credit again. Even though you didn't get any sacks, and again, I am still in a 1,000% agreeance with Smitty calling from the truck. I do still want to see sacks. I do still want to see the Atlanta Falcons defense, Matthew Judon, Lorenzo Carter, Arnold Ebiketie, all them boys, Grady Jarrett, David Onyemata, all of them. I still want to see those guys put whoever the opposing quarterback is on the ground. I still want to see that. But I will say, their pressure, again, it didn't end up in sacks, and I wanted to end up in sacks, but their pressure did lead to two interceptions in my book. Andy Dalton had to roll out on the A.J. Terrell interception. He was being chased, had to roll out, had to throw on the run, was rushed. His throw was rushed a little bit. He had to throw it, and he threw it to A.J. Terrell. And on the Clark Phillips interception, had to let that one go a little bit, probably earlier than he wanted to. It was a little bit of pressure on that play as well. Clark Phillips was able to jump that route and get in front of it. Could have been a pick six if Clark Phillips wanted to, but he would rather the game be over. So, all good. So, while the Falcons pass rush didn't lead to any sacks, they still led to turnovers, in my opinion. And that is still good as far as what the Falcons pass rush is doing. Now, again, I still agree that I want to see sacks. You want to see sacks, I want to see sacks. We all want to see sacks. However, the Falcons pass rush was effective, I believe, to the point where it did help you get two turnovers. So I will at least say that. But and as far as the Kyle Pitts thing goes, I agree. If he can add that element to his game, what Smitty was talking about, where the great tight ends, I mean, we saw it firsthand here with Tony Gonzalez. How many times did Tony G in the red zone just literally box a guy out and Matt Ryan threw it to him? Tony G had the guy boxed out and you just weren't going to get it because Tony knew how to use, who was a former basketball player, by the way, he knew how to box a guy out on the football field and just get himself open that way. He caught so many touchdowns from Matt Ryan like that alone. And obviously he did it in Kansas City too, but we saw it firsthand here in Atlanta do exactly what Smitty was talking about, boxing that guy out and just catching in the end zone. Tony was such a red zone threat because he knew how to do that to a T. He knew how to do it perfectly. If Kyle can learn how to do that, and look, I said it while we were on the phone with Smitty. Drake London did exactly that. Dave Archer talked about that during the broadcast. All Drake London did on that 3-yard touchdown pass he caught from Kirk Cousins, he boxed his dude out. And he said, I'm bigger than you. I'm stronger than you. I'm going to get this football, and you're not. I'm just going to stop you from getting this football with my body, and I'm going to use my strong hands and catch this football. If Kyle Pitts can, you know, take some notes, maybe go up to Drake London. Hey, Drake. Sunday, I saw you catch that ball, and you kind of just boxed that dude out, man. How'd you do that? Just take some notes from Drake, Kyle. Just take some notes from Drake. If Kyle can add that to his game, he will be that much more harder to stop on offense, point blank period. So good call there from Smitty, who was calling up from the truck. Let's keep the phone lines rolling. We got Ken. He's up in Dayton, Tennessee, listening on the Odyssey app. Ken, we appreciate you, man. How you feeling this morning, brother?
I'm feeling great about the Falcons and their victory yesterday. But echoing the caller's sentiment earlier, I'm concerned that we're not getting sacks. We're not getting to the quarterback like we need to. I'm also concerned about our run defense. Chuba Hubbard was running the ball down our throats, and I'm surprised. I was pleasantly surprised that they went away from that and Dalton threw that interception to A.J. Terrell. And I've got a question about Braylon Trice. Was he brought in to be that pass rusher, to be that guy to get to the quarterback?
I definitely think so. And it was unfortunate that he did, you know, obviously he had the knee injury, so he's out for the season. But yes, he was brought in to be that pass rusher. And I think part of the reason they went out and got a Matthew Judon-Ken was partly because of the Trice injury.
Okay. Well, I'm feeling good about next week's game against Seattle, and if we can just get to the quarterback eventually here and stop the run, I'm going to feel even better. I'm feeling great about the offense. The offense is doing a great job. So all I can say is just go Falcons, keep winning. Go.
I love it, Ken, man. I appreciate the phone call, brother. Thank you. And yeah, I mean, two very good. And look, I figured the Falcons offense would have a big game, but I mean, almost putting up a 40 burger, that is really, really good stuff. And you get three rushing touchdowns, two, one passing, and then a couple of few field goals as well from Younghoe Koo. Just nice offensive output from the Falcons. So happy to see that. But again, to Ken's point, the run defense definitely to me is still something that scares me and has me concerned, because you were going up against the Carolina Panthers offensive line that wasn't at full strength. I think they were missing two of their starting offensive linemen, if I'm not mistaken, their starting center, I think a guard as well. So the fact that they were still able to run the ball for 114 yards on you with two backup offensive linemen concerns me, especially with knowing that next week you're having Kenneth Walker and a team in the Seattle Seahawks that can run the ball very well. I'm concerned, and I definitely want to see it get better, because one thing that, again, helped you, and Ken brought this up, and I'll say this, Ken, the reason they had to go away from the run game was because you did get a lead, and that was good, and we knew the Falcons' offense could help the defense in that way. They got themselves a lead, so the Panthers couldn't run the ball anymore because the clock wasn't on their side and the Falcons had a double-digit lead and a multi-score lead. So that's why they had to go away from the run game. So the Falcons' offense helped the defense, and from that standpoint, making the Panthers having to be one-dimensional because they were down so much towards the end of the game. So that was good. But when you're in a close game, that's not going to be the case. And, you know, I hope the Falcons can blow out the Seahawks next week, but the Seahawks are a solid team. Seahawks are a good team. Started off 3-0. Now they have lost three straight. The Trojans are scared. But then again, they're going to be a very motivated team, you know, having a three-game losing streak. So it's going to be a motivated Seahawks team. It's going to be a motivated Kenneth Walker and Geno Smith. So I do anticipate a close game. So the Falcons' run defense is going to have to figure out a way to not let these running backs and not let these offensive lines get the push that they're getting, and let these running backs have the games that they're having so far against the Falcons. So that's definitely a thing that concerns me. And again, of course, we just talked about the sacks too. You want to see more sacks, but did think the pressure that they put on Andy Dalton towards the end of that game did help you get those two interceptions. So I will say that, but definitely want to see more sacks as well. All right, well, let's get one more quick caller in here before we head to break. Keaton is calling from the ATL. Keaton, what's going on, man? How you feeling, brother?
What the Falcons do, baby?
Falcons rise up. Yes, sir.
Falcons rise up. That's right. It's a victory Monday.
Yes,
and
sir.
You know, I'm on board with the other two callers, you know, and with what you said about the pass rush, it's definitely lacking. There needs to be some improvement there. I get that we did get some pressure on them, but I need to see some sacks, man. I like to see the opposing quarterback on the ground.
That's right.
And then back in the play-up, you know? Other than that, man, I mean, we got a big test. People don't talk about the Seahawks defense. They might put up a fight against our offense. And then just one last thing, I had called and recommended the shout out for the local 613, but I don't think I clarified very well. It's the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers.
IBEW.
Yes, sir. IBEW represent.
Keaton, my brother actually is in the IBEW. So that's cool. There you go.
You know what that makes him? That makes him my brother.
That's right. All brothers. All
right. Yes, sir. All right. Thank you. Have a nice day.
You have a good one, Keaton. Appreciate you, man. That's cool. And you know what? When he first said the 613 back, you know, a little while he called up, I was wondering if he was talking about that because I knew it was the 613 because I drive by the building a lot, and I see on the building it says IBEW Local 613. I wonder if he's actually maybe talking about that, and I got it wrong, and it turns out I did. So, Keaton, thank you for calling up and talking about the Falcons and clarifying as well. Small world out here. But he's right. Falcons definitely need more pass rush. The run defense has to be better, but guess what? It feels good to talk about what we can improve on in a win, and we got the win, and we got a convincing win over a team we should have got a convincing win against. So, all that is good all in all. So, feeling good nonetheless. Again, every team has things they can improve on. Every team has things they have to work on. No team is perfect right now by any means and by any stretch of the imagination. So, I'm just happy to be talking about the Falcons being 4-2 on a 3-game winning streak, 3-0 in the NFC South, 4-0 in the NFC, and first place in the NFC South. That is what's most important. And that is what we are celebrating here today. If you had any final thoughts on the Falcons, we'll take a couple of calls here on the other side, 404-726-0929. We'll also quickly touch on the Georgia Bulldogs as they played it pretty close, closer than maybe you wanted it to be against the Mississippi State Bulldogs. The other Bulldogs, it was Bulldog on Bulldog action. We'll talk about that next to wrap up our Falcons thoughts as well. 404-726-0929 if you have any final thoughts. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews. More football talk on the other side on the Falcons victory Monday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Falcons Victory Monday. Hope you all are doing well. Hope you all had a great weekend. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Might have already said that, but it's all good. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, all my Amazon workers, Amazon drivers out there, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well, all my front rear load and truck drivers, all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 IBEW workers out there. Shout out to my big bro. Shout out to all my guy Keaton as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night funeral home workers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night people that are listening in the bed right now as well. All right. Let's get one final call here on the Atlanta Falcons, and then we'll quickly talk about the Dogs. Let's go ahead and head out to South Fulton, where my guy Chief is calling up. Happy Victory Monday, Chief. How you doing, brother?
What's happening, Chief?
What's happening, hey, Chief?
It's a beautiful Monday. But yes, a couple sir. Things for my Falcons right quick. You know, I did call and said we need to get some sacks. I mean, I don't know why this team cannot. Actually, Dalton, he looked like Michael Vick a couple of times. I swear.
Man, that one sack he escaped out of, man, I was like, yo, how do we not get that man on the ground?
Man, come on, man. We got to bring the quarterback to the ground. It makes no sense. We got pressure, but I'm saying to myself, this team, I don't know if we either kidnapped some defensive tackles or I don't know, man. I had to talk to the boys. We got to go back to the drawing board. This is ridiculous, though. We got to bring the quarterback. But your boy got an interception finally, so he finally hit onto the ball. Mm-hmm. I like that. And I think Phillips, who intercepted the last ball.
Yep.
He was so smart, and he got down to it. And that's the Saints fans. That's the way you end a game. You don't end a game by trying to run up a score on teams. You end a game the way this guy ended the game. All right, Dylan.
Hey, man.
Listen to you all day.
Appreciate you, Chief. Appreciate you as always, brother. Great stuff as always, too, Chief. And that's right. That's a great point, Chief. New Orleans ain't. How about you? Well, and again, it was really Jameis Winston. I ain't even going to try to blame Dennis Allen too much because he didn't know what was going to happen. But still, ain't. That's how you end the game with some class. You can learn a thing or two from the ATL. We got some class about us. We don't run up the score after the game's already over. We slide down. even though our guy, our young guy, had a pick six, he still knew to slide down, and we just kneeled the game away. That's how you do it right there. But anywho, I digress. Real quick on the Georgia Bulldogs, they beat the Mississippi State Bulldogs 41-31. The Mississippi State Bulldogs, I should say, they had a little bit of a comeback, go on a 21-7 scoring run at the end of the game, but the Bulldogs are able to hold on. Carson Beck, though, does look really good. He throws for a Georgia school record. I'm going to get that number for you here in just a second. But offense looked good. Defense needs to lock in. I think Malachi Stark said it, too, that something has to change, and something indeed has to change for the Georgia Bulldogs, at least defensively, because that you should be beating the Mississippi State Bulldogs more than 10 points, to be honest. But Carson Beck passed for a career-high 459 yards, 3 touchdowns, did have a couple interceptions, but they, again, the Dogs did withstand the Mississippi State Bulldogs' second-half comeback, again, winning 41-31. Carson Beck was 36 of 48, again, career-high and school record, 459 yards. So, Dogs need to get better defensively, need to lock in and hone it in a little bit, but other than that, they got to win, and, you know, part of that could be they're looking to the big challenge this week, and they'll be going up against the number one team in the land, the Texas Longhorns. Quinn Ewers back, and he showed that, hey, Arch Manning, he's up next, but it's still my time right now for to lead the Longhorns. So that'll be a fun game, 7:30 on Saturday. We'll talk about that game leading up to it more and more this week as well. But Falcons get the big win. 38-20, the Bulldogs get the win, 41-31. It was a good weekend here in the ATL in the state of Georgia. And the Hawks played tonight, by the way. Philadelphia 76ers, preseason game number 2, just in case you want to check that out. It'll be right here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Pregame, 7 o'clock, tip, 7:30. All right, when we come back, we will wrap things up and hand things off to the morning shift. We'll find out what Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson got up on a Monday edition of Falcons Victory Monday edition of the Morning Shift. That's right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. and I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.